Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today, and welcome to Life with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and life coach, and I work with career professionals, typically but not always, in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations and uncover their true potential so that they can create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So what is today's topic? It is all about having it all together or a work in progress. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, as a coach, it's often very easy to imagine that I would have it all together, that every area of my life is working perfectly. However, the reality is that is not the case. And in actual fact, we all experience life's ups and downs in various areas of our life, whatever they may be. So no matter how great or not so great your life is right now, we have the ability to improve, to develop, to grow, and to progress in all the different areas of our life. Ultimately, it's about how we respond to our situation and to what's happening around us that will make all of the difference. Why am I talking about this today? Because recent conversations over the last few weeks have had me recognize the fact that as a coach and the work that I do with my clients, which is to enable them to grow and to progress in the different areas of their life and specifically around their career, means that, well, maybe I should have everything together. But here's the thing with that. I always look to walk the talk. I look to ensure that I practice what I preach. If I invite someone to maybe take action on something, it's something that I would be prepared to do myself or I have already done at some point in my life. So it's not about me doing one thing and others doing something else. However, the fact of the matter is, no matter who we are and what we do in our life, there will always be life's ups and downs. And what I've come to realize is that it's more down to us as an individual and how we respond to that, what we do with those downs, those challenges, those obstacles that we come into contact with day in and day out. So I'd like to share with you three kind of core principles, areas that I'd like you to consider if you're struggling in any particular area of your life, whether this is in your career, in your relationships, perhaps with your finances, maybe with, you know, your family, your relationships with children, whatever it might be for you, think about what you can do differently so that you get to experience a better outcome and so that you also get to grow, to progress, to develop in some way or to simply improve. So the first thing I want to share with you is, as I mentioned, how we choose to respond to something can make the biggest difference to the overall outcome, the result, the experience that we have. So if you think about things that happen around us, there's always things occurring outside of our control, things that we can do nothing about. Now, that can be the weather, that could be what's going on in the economy right now, it could be the government, maybe it's something in your workplace, whether it's the company, your manager, your colleagues, somebody, a client, a customer, somebody else that you're working with in some capacity. It could be in your relationship, your partner, your kids, parents. And there's things that they're doing or saying which are absolutely not in your control. Maybe you can influence them in some way. But what tends to happen is that we simply react to what other people are doing or saying or what's happening around us. And that gives us our experience. And the three things that I want to share with you today completely overlap with one another. So you might tend to see that as I explain this. So the first thing I want you to think about is, how do you react to a situation? Do you simply just react without thinking? Do you take things personally? Do you, if somebody says something, do you take it as a personal attack on you? Do you see it as a criticism? Do you perhaps think that you start to create a story around it and think, oh, well, this person doesn't like me, or they don't have respect for me, or they're trying to show me up, or you know, whatever story you may be creating about what has just occurred, that situation. And here's the thing with that: when we create those stories, that's when we start to negatively impact ourselves. So what happens is that when we react without self-awareness, without standing in our leadership, we directly get impacted by that in a negative way, in an adverse way, and it starts to then influence how we show up. And when that happens, we could end up in friction with people, in arguments, in conflict, and we don't want to have that, and it's not necessary to have that. So what's the answer then for you? Well, the answer is this: slow down and look at how you could respond to a situation or to a person, rather than simply reacting and maybe lashing out or thinking the worst, looking for the worst in the situation, or creating that story or that belief based on something where you have no facts to base it on. And by the way, this is really important. It might sound obvious, but we do it all the time without realizing. And that's how we create a situation or an experience or a life where we're not happy, where we're dissatisfied, where we're frustrated, where we just feel like we haven't got what we want in life, when actually we're probably missing out on the very things that we do want, that we do have in life, simply because of how we're reacting to what shows up for us. Is this making sense? Yes or no? Let me know what questions you have. Let me know if this resonates with you. And think about situations for yourself where you've simply just lashed out or reacted to something without thinking, and how it's then made you feel. So what I would like to introduce you to consider today on this particular point of reacting versus responding is this: the event. So the thing that occurs, that happens, whether it's a conversation, it's something somebody says, whether it's, you know, the weather, whatever the event is, that is only 10% of our ultimate experience. Why? Because 90% of our experience is based on how we choose to respond. So my invitation to you is to really begin to slow down to what's happening around you, what you perceive as happening to you, and consider how you're responding to that. In other words, this brings me on to my second point: building on your self-awareness. What I mean by self-awareness is being aware of your thoughts and your feelings and the consequence of those on your actions. Because when we're in a place where we're maybe frustrated, we're angry, we're feeling resentful, or just simply hacked off with a particular person or situation, think about how you would react, your actions, your behaviors, as opposed to if you're in a calm, grounded place where you've slowed down, you've assessed the situation or the conversation before you choose to respond. And that response could be whether you're speaking out loud with the words that you're using or the thoughts that you're having about the person or the situation. Self-awareness is critical. It is critical to building success in your life. When you start to work on your own self-awareness, then you will exponentially grow both personally and professionally. Why can I say this with such confidence? Because it's the one thing that comes up time and time again with my clients, with the coaching and the work that we do. And the more that people develop their self-awareness and have a heightened level of awareness of themselves and how they're showing up in the world, the more they get to create, to achieve, to grow, to develop, to elevate themselves, to elevate their careers. Self-awareness is one of the biggest things that you can work on. And what I mean by that is it's a lot around mindset. When people talk about mindset, but it isn't just about having a positive mindset, which I hear people say all the time. Having a positive mindset is not doing the deeper inner work. Self-awareness is about going deeper, holding a mirror up and actually looking at how you're showing up in the world. What are the thoughts that you have about people, about situations, scenarios, about things around you? Are they serving you or are they holding you back? Are they limiting you in some way? Are they creating a negativity around you, which then influences the way that you behave and the way that you show up, whether this is in your career or in other areas of your life? What are the words that you use, the language that you use when you're talking, whether that's speaking to yourself, so the inner dialogue that you have with yourself about things, or when you're speaking outwardly to other people? Because our thoughts and our words will create our reality. It will create our experience. If I give you an example of this, so we can have a situation, let's say the weather, really simple example, where you wake up in the morning and you've got to head out today and it's raining. You can choose to look at that and have a thought that, oh, it's going to be a really bad day today because it's raining and the weather's crap. Or you could look and think, okay, it's raining, so if I dress for the occasion, I'll be okay. I'll manage to probably, to some extent, keep myself dry and comfortable throughout the day. So again, it's the thought that we have behind something that will influence how we feel and therefore our experience. Similarly, if you think about a situation in the workplace, if somebody is perhaps looking to undermine you, what are you going to think? What are the first thoughts that you have? Are you going to think nasty thoughts about that person because they're trying to undermine you? Or are you going to look beyond that and maybe get to realize that they're struggling, they may be out of their own depth, they really don't know what they're doing, and therefore they're trying to look like they know what they're doing. They don't have the courage to admit that they're struggling. And maybe if you take a compassionate approach to them and hold out a hand to offer some assistance, that they will open up and share about what they're struggling with so that you can assist them, and then they have no need to undermine you. Because often that kind of behavior, the behavior where people are putting you down, undermining you, speaking over you, ignoring your inputs, not recognizing your abilities, not putting you forward, not being a supporter of you, that comes from insecurity. So recognizing if someone has an insecurity and that's what's driving the behavior, rather than simply reacting to what somebody's doing or saying, will enable you to understand better the situation and choose how you respond accordingly, thus giving you a better experience. It's not about being resentful or getting someone back or lashing out. It's about having the positive feelings or energy around what's occurring for you. So I hope this is making sense. So again, self-awareness is a huge area and it's very much about holding that mirror up. So what can you do to work on that, to start to recognize for yourself how you're showing up and what you can do, areas that you can work on to create better experiences for yourself? Well, one thing that I will invite you to consider doing is to spend 5 minutes at the end of each day just reflecting on your day, asking yourself what went well. Think about the things that did go well, because naturally we tend to look at all the things that didn't work or didn't go well. So look at what has gone well. Look at your wins for the day. Start to focus on the good stuff. Then ask yourself, what did I learn today? So based on the experiences that you've had and what has occurred, what did you learn from them? And then thirdly, what could I do differently next time? Or what could I do even better? So maybe you responded really quickly without thinking to a bad situation and then regretted it afterwards, or realized that maybe you could have handled that differently. So what's your learning from that for the next time? Notice how you're showing up, let's say for a meeting with your manager or with your team. Or perhaps if you've got to deliver a presentation, what state are you in? How are you feeling about that beforehand? Because again, all the thoughts, all the chatter, the inner dialogue that you're having is going to impact your state. It's going to impact how you show up. And that in turn will create the experience that you have. So the question to ask yourself is, where in my life am I not having great experiences? Where are things not working out for me? So what can I do differently to create a different experience? Slow down, start to hold up the mirror to your thoughts. And those thoughts are a reflection of your beliefs that you have. And remember, beliefs aren't facts, they're not truth. They're simply beliefs. And they will be based, for example, on maybe past experiences that you've had. I'll give you an example. Perhaps you've put yourself forward for a role, a promotion in your company, and you didn't get that promotion. So what's the story that you've now created? What's the belief that you've got? Is it a belief that you're not good enough? Is it a belief that that person doesn't like you? So maybe there's no point putting myself forward again because I'm still not going to get that job. The thing is that based on assumptions or is that based on truth? Is that based on fact? So this is where I really invite you to slow down and look at the thoughts and stories that you're telling yourself. Are they true? Are they based on fact? Are they based on assumption? So we have beliefs, we have stories, we have past experiences. Those are the three biggest things that create the negative impact and have us missing out on opportunities, have us missing out on taking risks, on missing out on moving forward and progressing in our life, because we're holding on to a whole lot of stories, beliefs, thoughts, experiences that are often not true. They're not factual. They're assumptions we've created around something that has occurred. And now we're making life-changing decisions based on those assumptions. This is really, really important to recognize, to notice where you're doing it and to start to think about, okay, how can I show up differently? How can I respond differently to this? So coming back to what I shared earlier about the event occurs, how are you responding to that? Slow down and notice that. Start to build on your self-awareness, develop it by reflecting on how you're showing up in the world. How are you responding to scenarios, to situations? What stories are you telling yourself? What assumptions are you creating? And how is that influencing the decisions that you make? In other words, your actions, which directly are potentially impeding on your results, your outcomes, and getting you to where you want to be, whether that is in your career or in your life at large. So that's the second thing. First, as I said, we have is reacting versus responding. The second is your self-awareness and building on your self-awareness. And here's something I just want to remind you of, because I've noticed it recently with some of the clients I work with, is that they start to feel that they're building on their self-awareness because they're noticing all these things in other people, but they're not noticing it in themselves. Why? Because it's the hardest thing to do, is to really hold that mirror up and look at ourselves. So great to notice what other people are doing and how they're showing up or how they're behaving. But ultimately, it's about how you are showing up and what you are doing, how you're behaving, what thoughts you're having, the feelings, the stories, the behaviors, and how that's then impacting on the actions that you choose to take and the outcomes that you are then having as a consequence. That is what self-awareness is, having an awareness of yourself. Like I said, it's a huge area to work on. Start taking those baby steps now. And that's my invitation to you, is to really slow down and start to spend 5 minutes a day just reflecting on what went well, what could have been better, what have been my learnings. Notice how you showed up and how you behaved, what was going on internally when you were having conversations with people, when you were participating in an activity, in a presentation, in a meeting, and so forth. And then thirdly, the third point I want to share with you is the choice that you have, which is, do you choose to show up as a leader or as a victim of your life? What I mean by that is this: a leader will take personal responsibility and ownership of what's happening for them and around them in their life. In other words, if something isn't working well for them, they will look to see what they can do to create a change, to influence that, to make it even better. And it goes back to self-awareness. Because when we can grasp self-awareness, we can get to show up as our best self in each area of our life and be able to have more influence over our experiences. So that's being a leader, that's taking personal responsibility, whereas a victim will look to blame. A victim will then react to situations. They won't stop and think. They will quickly look to blame, whether it's blaming the person in front of them, blaming their partner, blaming their manager, their team, a colleague that they're working with. It could be blaming the government, the economy, and so forth, and sitting back and not taking responsibility for anything. It's like it's everybody else's fault. It's everything else's fault. That is what being a victim is. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you want to be the leader of your life and want to show up as a leader for yourself and for those around you, to be seen as that role model, to be seen as someone that people want to listen to be influenced by, to be around. And being a leader and leading others starts with yourself and taking responsibility and accountability for your experience, your day-to-day in different areas of your life. So when I talked earlier about having all together, being a work in progress, it's very rare that anyone will have it all together, because there will always be new obstacles, new challenges that are thrown our way. We are all a work in progress, but ultimately what matters most is how we respond to what we experience day to day, whether that's with people or with situations and circumstances. So the three things, again, just to recap, that I invite you to consider here is, number one is slowing down rather than reacting to situations, is slowing down and responding, thinking about things before you simply just lash out or react or make an assumption or create a story about something or about somebody's behavior. Get the facts, deal with facts. Self-awareness is becoming aware, developing your levels of self-awareness of how you are showing up, what's going on in here ultimately, because that's going to make the biggest difference. And thirdly, working towards or striving towards showing up as a leader of your own life, personal leadership, as well as a leader in your career. Those are my invitations for you. Any questions on this, then do please reach out. Let me know. Pop your comments below and I will respond to them accordingly. Direct message me if you would rather. But either way, I really invite you to consider this. You're a work in progress. We can always grow. We have room to develop, to improve, and to progress and move our lives forward. No one has it all together. We're all dealing with challenges in some areas of our life, but it's what we do with that. How are we addressing them? How are we showing up to them? As always, I hope this has been useful for you. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, remember to elevate your performance, to maximize your potential, and to create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.